From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in college, I had to take an introductory psychology course, and it was pretty fun for the most part. I learned just enough to be really dangerous in arguments with my friends, and not quite enough to make A's on my exams. So that made for a fun time for me. But there's this lesson that I think about a lot. I mean, more than probably I should, considering my major wasn't psychology, and I left that class and didn't think about anything else from it ever again. But it was about vision. It was about vision, and particularly it was about the difference between, physiological vision, the rods and cones in our eyes, and what our brain does with the signals that those rods and cones produce, right? So vision and perception really were the two things we were talking about. And the way my professor kind of showed this to us and helped us figure it out was she put an image up on the screen. And she said, "What do you see?" I thought it was a trick question. It's like it was really obvious. And so I'm sitting there like, maybe we shouldn't answer. This is a trick. This is a test. But someone finally was brave enough in my class of 150 folks to yell out, "A duck." And I was like, "Well, duh, yeah, it's a duck." But then someone else yelled out, "That's not a duck, that's a rabbit." And I had to do a double take because I thought maybe she switched the image on the screen, because there was no way that the duck I saw was a rabbit. Right? So if you've seen this before, you know where it's going. Don't spoil it for everyone yet. And if you remember the blue dress scandal of 2015, you also know where this is going, so don't spoil it yet. But what ended up happening was it was both, right? It was both. It was a duck and it was a rabbit, depending on how you looked at it. And if someone could show you, if they could tilt it or they could point out the lines that showed the different animal that you didn't see, all of a sudden, there was no going back, right? Like, you could see both of them for forever. I'll never look at that image again and see just a duck. She did the same thing with an image of a really young woman who could also be a really old woman. I think about that lesson a lot because there's a lot of wisdom in there, right? Like, first impressions aren't always right. And maybe there's more than one side to the story. And maybe the answer I think is certain is incomplete, right? Working off these things that I like to call master images, images that we don't see all of immediately. Our brains can't get all of it, and so they focus on one particular part, and we need help from others to see the rest of it. And I think about that today because we have this really exquisite account of Christ's baptism. And John comes in, right? There's all these people, and they're waiting expectantly for the Messiah, and they're so eager to know him that they jump the gun a little bit, and they think it's John. And John's like, it's not me, but here's who it will be. And he paints this really striking vision of the Messiah, this really striking image, right? The winnowing fork and the wheat and the chaff and fire, the unquenchable kind for those who are deemed unworthy. Really striking image of a Messiah. And if that were the only image we had, if the description John gives us were where we stopped reading, we'd have a lot to reckon with, right? There's a very particular image of the Messiah that comes from that. But it keeps going. In the very next phrase, we find Jesus standing with all of these hopeful, expectant people who are gathered because they want to repent, because they want to be washed clean, because they want things to be different than they were before. And he wades into the waters after them and is washed by the River Jordan with them. And surprisingly, I think, but significantly, he burns nothing, right? He burns nothing. Instead, we find him praying. The action he chooses after his baptism is prayer. Prayer, the most assured sign of dependence on God. It's a very different image of the Messiah, isn't it? As different as a rabbit and a duck, maybe. But I think they're a master image, right? Because when the people of God are hurt, and when they are wrong, and when they are wronged, we need a righteous judge. And when we're scattered and lost, we need a prayerful leader who will bring us back to each other. And when we're arrogant or pompous, we need a humble servant who will teach us to stand with those who are hopeful and expectant and wanting a new tomorrow. And when we sin, we need a Savior. In today's story out of the Gospel of Luke, the baptism of Christ, according to Luke, we get all of those things and more. It's one of the most expansive visions of Christ in the Gospels. The breadth of his identity is known more widely here than it is in any other single passage. And that is good news for us, because we need all of that and more, right? We need all of that and more as the people of God. And so as we go about Epiphany and Christ's identity is revealed more and more to us as we are steeped in the stories and experiences of Christ being revealed to us in Scripture, I pray that the fuller and fullest visions of Christ come to us, that we need each other to tease out the lines, to show us what we couldn't see before, so that we all grow closer to each other and closer to God. Amen.
I went up to the mountain because you asked me to. Over the clouds, to where the sky was blue, I could see all around me. everywhere. I could see all around me. Oh, everywhere. Sometimes I feel
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.